Schizophonics.
Listen.
The plaintiff is Jocelyn Pearson, who claims the defendant botched the job while trimming her nose hairs. She's suing for $400.62. The defendant is salon owner Deanne Morrow, who says it's not her fault. This is a case of the nose.
The Honorable Judge Denisha Boone residing. You may be seated.
Now, looking at the reports I received from both of you, you both seem absolutely crazy or plain stupid. You tell me.
First of all, Your Honor.
You watch your tone with me, Mrs. Pearson, or so help me. This is my courtroom, not your local beer pub. So straighten up or be ready to do some serious time in jail. You're lucky I even allowed you in here.
I'm not sure what I said, but...
Are you going to tell me what happened on said day, or are you going to ramble all day long like a country singer?
Okay, so I went into her shop.
Whose shop?
The defendant's shop, Mrs. Morrow.
What kind of shop does Mrs. Morrow operate? Ice cream? Taco?
Hair shop, ma'am.
Salon, Your Honor.
You keep your comments to yourself. You'll get your turn.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so you walk into her hair shop, then what happened?
Okay, I didn't have an appointment, so I...
Wait a darn minute. So you mean to tell me you just decided on a whim to stroll in off the streets and get some cosmetic upgrades without an appointment?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay, proceed.
The reason I came to the shop / salon was to get my feet decrusted.
Wait. Decrusted?
Yes, ma'am.
What the hell is that? My guess it has nothing to do with a pie.
That is correct. You see, I have a lot of hard, dead skin on my...
I don't want to hear it. Sounds disgusting. Tell me what happened without saying the words crust or dead skin or any derivative of the description thereof hints to where art thou.
Okay. She, Mrs. Morrow, did a decent job on my feet. But since it took so long to get to me, she offered to trim my nose hairs for free.
You have a lot of them? Nose hairs?
Yes, I do, Your Honor.
Like a mini afro up in there.
Yeah, you could say that.
Then what happened? The deal wasn't sweet enough for you? What went wrong?
Well...
I know something went wrong because your nose is in a huge sling. You've got doctor bills?
Yes, I do, Your Honor.
May I see them?
Yes.
Okay, let's not jump the gun, all right? One thing at a time. Finish your side of the story. Then when I ask you for your doctor bills, you can give them to my bailiff. Understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Not me. My bailiff, Paul, then in turn will walk up and hand them to me. That's the way this works in this court of law, honey. Do you understand?
Yes, Your Honor. But you did ask me for...
I don't like ramblers, sweetie, and you, my dear, are a rambler. You know why I don't like ramblers? Because my dad's AMC Rambler broke down and left us stranded in the middle of nowhere in 1975. I was just 5 years old. All I had was a soggy PB&J and half a tab soda, but I survived. Don't ask me how I did it. So ever since that scorching hot day in December, I've hated ramblers of all kinds. So unless you like to go to jail, finish your freaking story and stop rambling.
Yes, ma'am. So I agreed to let Mrs. Morrow trim my nose hairs, but apparently she had never trimmed nose hairs before. I was permanently damaged in the process. I can't smell. I can't...
Is this true, Mrs. Morrow? Stand up. Did you, in fact, mutilate Mrs. Pearson's large nose?
Yes, but with an explanation.
Have you ever trimmed nose hairs before?
No, Mom.
Okay, let's hear your explanation as to why the plaintiff looks like a freaking mummy from the Fifth Dynasty.
Yeah.
You like that, huh?
That's a good one.
Proceed, will ya, Mrs. Morrow, before I retire.
Okay, I gave her a foot job, and she was thoroughly pleased with that. But when I started trimming her nose, she started talking on her cell phone.
Is that true, Mrs. Pearson?
Yes, that is true, but I don't see how that affected how she...
Is it against your policy for a customer to talk on their phone while getting services of any kind, Mrs. Morrow?
No, but I asked her several times not to talk on...
Who were you talking to, Mrs. Pearson, that was so important it couldn't wait? A boyfriend? Lover? My husband? Because he got a call the other day and I have a gut feeling it was you. Was it, Jocelyn? Was it? Was it?
No, ma'am. I swear to God it wasn't me. I was just trying to talk to my sick aunt, Your Honor.
I'm just kidding. I'm not married. Gotcha. And people say I'm all looks and no sense of humor. Boom! That was probably the best prank of the year. Did I get you, Jocelyn?
Yes, you got me all right.
How about you, Deanne? I got you too, didn't I?
Yes, me too.
Man, you too much, Judge.
Okay, let's wrap this up before the moon rises on us.
I was hoping the same thing.
What did you just say, Missy?
I was just agreeing with you.
Agreeing or mocking me?
I'm sorry if it seemed like I was.
I'm a real judge. As a matter of fact, I helped build this courtroom brick by brick. I put the roof on. I piped this whole place, even upholstered those chairs. So don't tell me you're sorry. Now, you've already admitted to making the plaintiff very unattractive and totally undateable. We all heard the confession. So what are you doing here? Let me guess. You just wanted to meet me in person. Is that it?
No, actually, I just want to...
Well, let me tell you, I didn't take this job to become famous. I took this job to bring justice to citizens of America. And here you are with your cute little camera phone. Does the defendant want to take a selfie with me?
No, I'm not...
Maybe do a little Snapchatting with Judge Boone?
Actually, I just wanted to...
Oh, come on up here, girlfriend. I don't usually do this, but seeing how you went out of your way to meet and greet me, I'm gonna make it happen for ya. Come on up! I hope you're happy now. Okay, back to business. What's your story?
Deanne.
I beg your pardon?
My name is Deanne. Deanne Morrow, the defendant.
I'm the judge. You don't think I don't know your name, Mrs.
Morrow?
What kind of apparatus did you use to trim her hairy nose, Mrs. Morrow?
I don't remember.
Was Mrs. Pearson your first nose hair trimming customer?
No, I've trimmed my dogs more than twice.
So you're telling me your dog has nose hairs?
Not anymore, Your Honor. And he never complained once.
So you're suing for $400.64?
Yes, that is correct, Your Honor.
Let me have a look at those doctor bills you have. These are vet bills, Mrs. Pearson.
Yes, Your Honor.
So a vet fixed your nose?
That is correct, Your Honor. I was trying to save Mrs. Morrow some money.
Well, that was very considerate of you after what she did to your face.
Yes, ma'am. I am a very considerate person.
So you shopped around several real doctors and came up with this animal doctor who charged you $462 to fix your human nose.
Yes, ma'am. It's the same vet I take my dog to. He's very good. You mind if I show you my nose now?
Not at all. I love a good laugh. I mean, let's have a look. Oh, no. Well, Mrs. Morrow, looks like the plaintiff went the extra yard to save you a good chunk of money.
The extra yard?
You're lucky she didn't go to a real doctor. A real doctor would have charged her at least three times as much.
It wasn't totally my fault, Your Honor, but I did offer her some free press-on toenails.
Press-on toenails isn't going to fix that hideous nose of hers. Thanks to you, She's probably going to die alone.
I've got witnesses who saw.
Where are they?
They're not here, but they saw everything. I can call them up now, and they'll tell you.
You're going to make me say it, aren't you?
No, please don't.
Mrs. Morrow, I think I have to say it.
Please, Your Honor.
I'm going to say it.
Just let me explain.
Boom! You're gone. Boom! You're guilty! And boom! You're out of here. Hater lady, court dismissed.